Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
In my life, I've seen it all, and now it's time for me to pass on this knowledge to you, all my sisters, my troubled sisters. This is my gift to you.
Been many days, couldn't take the pain. Said I could take my life away. See it every day in every other young sister's face. See I'm crying now, my bullet down.
Sit back and see the same thing that happened to me happen to you.
Feeling out there, you already know what it is. The Space Age J, step your game up Saturday, whatever. Big, let me be. You know, we trying to like good week out here, man. So, man, you know, today we got a lot of information to share with y'all, you know, and man, God is just great, man. God is wonderful. You know, I want to take the time out. You know, God is good, but you know myself, Diva Ebony B. You know, but where there's good, there's also a little bit of God's wrath. You know, so I want to take this time right now to express my condolences to the victims of the Dayton tornado out in Oklahoma about a week ago. And just yesterday, you know, the natural disaster was going on in, I think it's St. Charles County in Missouri, which is right about, you know, about a mile to a couple 20 minutes away from St. Louis. So it's pretty close to St. Louis. And a lot of disasters is hitting the Midwest. You know, I want y'all, you know, if y'all can, man, pray for them people, you know, and those victims. Like, God has given, you know, myself, Diva Ebony, you know, these blessings with life, you know, and extended life and extended blessings. But, you know, some people, I don't know, man, they just, they going through it right now. So, you know, where we getting blessed, you know, we got to share that blessing and that compassion for those people as well. Why you want them to share for you and your time for you. Shout to them people, man. My condolences to anybody within any. I know it's
Hold on, King. You're breaking up. I'm going to let you get into an area where your bars are more of. We getting a better signal, but Space AJ is just so right. And big shout out to everybody that's tuning live right now on Step Your Game Up Saturdays on Diva Spy Radio with Diva Ebony B, host Space AJ. And it was a lot that was lost in Oklahoma with the tornado. And if you want to help out with Oklahoma, there's a site that you can go to is www.irusa.org. That's irusa.org. That's Oklahoma Tornado Emergency Relief. You can definitely help out with them. About the emergency, on Sunday, May 19th, a cluster of storms swept through Oklahoma, destroying their property and killing at least two elderly men. The storms put people within 100 miles radius at risk as well. The following day, May 20th, a massive mile-wide tornado ripped through areas of the state, killing at least 24 people and causing massive destruction to homes and buildings, including an elementary school in which students were still present when the tornado touched down. So, you guys, this is so important. Of course, this is a natural disaster that happened that's going on, but you know, by the numbers, at least 24 people have been killed by the storms. You know, verifying reports estimating that as many as 26 tornadoes hit Oklahoma, as well as Kansas, Illinois, and Iowa as well. So one tornado was characterized as an E4, meaning it had winds between 166 and 200 miles per hour. So, you know, we definitely want to extend our help and extend our hand. Learn more about what happened in Oklahoma. Learn how to protect yourself if a tornado does come. You know, learn how to know what to do and what sources are available. It's just so important. And it's so scary to think about, of course, the people who were killed, but the children that were in the schools.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all can hear me now. I had to walk through a tunnel. I had to walk through a little tunnel in my crib. You know what I mean? Oklahoma, well, basically, in general, that whole Midwest area, you know, is real susceptible, you know, by climate-wise and by just, you know, temperature-wise and everything like that, weather-wise. They're all out there, and they're susceptible to, like, you know, natural disasters like sandstorms, tornadoes, cyclones, you know, that sort of thing. And because it's real, the type of environment and the area it's in, it's real dry. You know what I mean? So they don't get a lot of rain. You know what I mean? So when these types of, and I say that to say this, like when these types of, like a tornado hits out there, it's really, really bad because the damage and whatnot later on usually is followed up by like brush fires. You know what I mean? And other things. And so it's not just like, okay, a tornado hits, boom, it's over. Usually it's like famine, you know, not famine, but, you know, they have a shortage of food, you know what I mean? It's hard to get food out there, water out there, and real, so, like, really, is I mean, we need to reach out, like, ASAP, like, that's, like, put that at the top of the priority list, because, you know, those people are really kind of hurt right now. Like you said, the kids, you know, it was kids, like people and kids trapped in the school and whatnot. And, you know, it breaks my heart. You know, I'm all about the kids. So, you know, it just breaks my heart. And, I mean, you know, I'm actually, you know, I got up on my knees and was like, you know, God, like, you know, I see you doing things for me, but, you know, who out there, you know, that you, you know, felt kind of bad about or you had some feelings for that you had to, like, you know, I'm wrestling with God about it. Like, you know, what's going on? You know what I mean?
Yep. I mean, yeah, I can definitely understand how you feel about that, you know, with things that's going on. But every time, you know, that something like this happens, it's always a relief that comes, always something happens, and it gets better later, you know. And we just got to keep a positive head about it. You know, you definitely got to do the research on the Oklahoma tornadoes. You got to look and see what happened. And you also got to get involved. We are encouraging everybody to step your games up on this Saturday and above and get involved and donate your time. Donate a couple of your dollars before you go get that pack of cigarettes or that Lucy or the poppy sandwich. Or, you know, even ladies, before you even go get your toes and nails done, just think about, you know, those people who really need, it's okay to donate. You know, you step your game up when you donate. I think that's a big thing to donate.
Yeah, donate like as if you wanted it, donated it to you. You see what I mean? Like I mean,
yeah.
Me, just me personally, me and my queen, like, we give stuff every pretty much, like, every season. We throwing out, like, you know, our old clothes that are still wearable. That are still, you know, like, I would still wear this, but I choose to give it away. You know what I mean? Because I've never worn, I haven't worn this in 6 months, so I box the stuff up. She boxed up her old clothes, you know, furniture, things of that nature. Like, we're donating every season. I encourage everybody to go, especially you artists out there. You know what I mean? Because a lot of y'all, let's be honest, like, a lot of y'all, if you out here doing your thing, you getting sponsored, you getting clothes for free. You getting, you know, whatever. You getting fed. You getting, to, you know, you should always be giving. Somebody is giving back. How is somebody going to give to you or sponsor you or put their brand on you and you don't even, you know, put yourself out there to give to others? You know what I mean? Like, that should be the first thing on your mind. But, you know, anyway, like, I really want to touch on just everybody. I feel like you need to go out and do the research and find out, like, what, I mean, you can't live somewhere and there's not, like, something that affects you. So, in other words, like, for example, we in the DMV, and we get hit with, like, a lot of thunderstorms. Sometimes we get a little bit of flooding and stuff like that. So, you know, floods is what is the main thing that we worry about out here, being surrounded by all this water and being close to the coast like we are. You know, if you were in Florida, it would be hurricane, you know, hurricane season. And whatnot, and they tell you what to do in a hurricane. Find out, like, where, you know, what generally natural disaster wise or whatnot affects you where you live at, and learn how to deal and prepare and you know, basically prepare for the worst. Get yourself a fallout kit in case you know, something goes down, you know what I'm saying? Get you some stock of food, you know what I mean, and towels, bed, you know, stuff like that, changes of clothes. Get you basically a bomb shelter kit. I call it a fallout kit, just in case this was like, planned like this was like the end of the world, and, you know, you need to survive for a few days or a week or so until you get some help. You never know. I mean, you know, in Seattle, I know y'all get a lot of rain, so I don't know what y'all flooding situation is out there. Ours is
pretty, very high.
Oh, okay.
It's very high.
We're like low elevation, so any rain we get could be a flood warning. So, you know, it's crazy out here. So, I mean, you know, just find out where y'all at. You know, if you're in the Midwest, you know you're gonna have dust storms, tornadoes, cyclones, things of that nature. You're on the coast, you know, hurricanes. If you're in New York, New Jersey area, nor'easters and snow and things of that, and find out, you know, the best tips and things that you can to weather the storm, so to speak.
Another way to give, too, before we go into a music break, is the couple of places that I know of as far as with that usually every state has is American Red Cross. American Red Cross is one of them. Salvation Army, Samaritan's Purse, Oklahoma, United Way, the United Way of Central Oklahoma. These are a couple places, and I'm going to put this in the chat room, too, so you guys can have a listing. So you can know where to donate, because I know some people are like, you know, I'm weary of donating my money and whatnot to these sites online or giving my information, because it's a whole bunch of scams out there and whatnot. But these are verified, you guys, so don't worry about it. They have been verified. These are legit programs who are collecting money on the behalf of Oklahoma right now. And any disaster, anywhere there's a disaster, a natural disaster, there's always an American Red Cross and a Salvation Army. Those are two places that you know that you can donate your money and go out there to volunteer your time, too. You know, you can go and volunteer your time and get involved. Get involved, you guys.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was about to say, man. If you are absolutely like, I will not give my money away, you know, Mr. Krabs or something like that, you know, volunteer your time and know your energy. Time and money, I mean, money is great, you know, and they always can use that, but if nothing really can beat your energy and your time put into serving in these, you know, companies, even if the best that you, I mean, not companies, but, you know, serving in these charitable organizations, even if, you know, all you can do really, I was watching CNN, you know what I'm saying, shout out to I got my dad, you know, and my father-in-law, my crib, and he loves CNN, so shout out to Al Sharpton. He had said this on there. He was like, you know, a dude wrote in on the letter portion. And he said, you know, I'm a disabled veteran, you know, but what can I do to help? He was like, well, hey, you sit, right? You know, you sitting down. They can use you, a body, you know what I mean, taking calls or directing people or, you know, handing out paperwork, handing out flyers, things that you don't have to necessarily put in, like, serious work. Like, I got to travel this place, that place, like a 9-to-5 job. They can use just an able body sitting at a location, handing, you know, providing information to people. If you, you know, don't really want to do the time or you don't want to do the money, like Z Avenue B said, you know, you can always go and take your money and go buy goods, canned goods, box goods, you know, food, and donate the food, you know, if the money thing is a real big thing to you or the time thing is a big thing to you. Buy the food from the store. We got a couple grocery stores, Safeway, for example. They have this thing where, you know, they bag up groceries or whatever, and, you know, if you're in there shopping, you know, you buy that bag of groceries that they donate to the Red Cross or whatever charity that they donate it to. I think it's the Red Cross. You buy that bag of groceries for $1 along with your purchase that you was buying. So, you know, that sort of thing right there, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got to get the money, you ain't got to get the time, you know, or whatever. You could give the goods themselves, you know what I mean? But just give something. That's my main thing, is give something, you know. Especially, like, when this type of thing could happen to you and, you know, you would want somebody giving back to you, or you'd be upset if nobody was willing to give back to you, you know what I mean?
Most definitely. You guys, it's so important to give and support. It's more than just giving and supporting. Give up your time, give up your physical work, give up your brain power, give up your finances. And we just got to all pull together. We're going to go into a music break, and when we come back, we're going to get into some BTR tips to help you guys step your game up. We got more in health tips news. Well, of course, we're going to get into some baby boomers business, and we're going to talk more about the Oklahoma disasters and how you can go ahead and donate and be of service. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and now tune in live with Steppy Game of Saturday's host, Space HJ. Follow him on Twitter at Space HJ. That's at Space HJ. And follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. We're going to get into some Generation X right here, Beautiful Blue. Big shout out to Backbone. Let's go.
Solitary confinement. solar botany, plants on consignment. Southern water flow, instrumental pirate. Was a roach among rats, now a tyrant. Shaking up the whole world, I'm vibrant. Check the problems in my world, I'm smiling. Funky digging that computer, new hybrid. They took my brain and travel galaxies to hide it. Absent-minded, far gone, looking back to the future from the booth like where the time went. Sunshine in my thoughts, I combine it, bind it. Then I change the climate, rhyming. Nothing compares to it. Skip the polarities. Let's have a good time. Enjoy the sunshine. Yeah, these is real raps. No punchlines. We sip lemonade. Granddaddy's recipe. A piece of pecan pie laying under the shade tree. Hold a head. Kiss and hugging on the front porch. All the kids running wild in the front yard. I'm digging the feeling. I'm feeling. Is you with me? Wait. Bring it back, like. Properly, don't like it in my arms too. Jones will leave you walking in the rain, but I'ma come through. In my Umbros, we're in the LLA. I'm chilling with the Dungeon family in the cosmos. We hit the quasars and race cars. Bobby Whitfield control the outer space while they dance with the stars. I present with the comet, need a bigger wave bar. Not a thing is in my stomach, huh? The abdomen, the abdomen. It's gold, daddy, I don't know my name, cause I'm
like fresh glue on my dough. I'm feeling so brand new.
That's right, you're my Mary J, all I need. Believe what I say, cause girl, I just wanna kiss and hug you. I'm done with the bullshit to make a long story short.
Girl, I just wanna love you.
We turn our backs on each other like all night. Instead of making love, baby dove, you don't wanna love, man. I hope everything'll be alright. You the one I wanna wake up with, have some kids, do do do. Now I'm forever, baby girl, I promise it'll be you and you, nobody else. You don't gotta worry about a damn thing, baby girl, I got you, boo. MP, no problems, but even if we got one, baby, we can see it through. No more texts for my exes, I'ma never put nobody above you. But be yourself for the real me, girl, I hope you feel me, cause all I wanna do is just love. A dime. I don't really know what the hell was going through my mind when I did that. No, she's attached, it was just that. It was nothing more than the flex. It don't take away from how I feel about you. I know you heard it all before, but what I'm saying is true. We got too much history to be true. Remember the first time we met? Well, I do. I remember when we made it official.
Remember that, baby?
It seemed like just the day you told me you wanna be my boo. Then told me you love me, I said I love you too. After that, it was history. Girl, it's plain to see. You was meant to be right next to me, kissing you, holding you, wanting you, girl.
Girl, I just wanna love you. Like the air that I breathe, girl, I just wanna love.
That you'll understand when you become a man about things you have to get you
Fast forward, freeze frame on my pistol. Fistful of dollars, ignorance is so blissful. I didn't choose this life chose me. Around here is the shit that you just do. I just left school. The same VM is pulled over by the boys dressed blue. They have their guns drawn, screaming, just cool. Something else you suggest we can do. He made his way to the trunk, opened it like, huh. A treasure chest was removed. Cops said he'll be back next month, but we call corrupt, he called paying dues. Now when the rules is blurred, as they is to were, what am I to do? But pray, pray the Lord forgive me. Pray God revive what I'm about to go through. Pray, pray.
Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape, and climb thine air unto me. Save me, O Lord.
Anywhere there's oppression, the drug profession flourishes like beverages, expression. Sweet taste of sin, everything I seen made me everything I am. Bad drug dealer or victim, I beg. What came first, moving chickens or the egg? This is why I be so fresh. I'm trying to beat life cause I can't cheat death. Treat shame with shamelessness. Aim, stainless is that aim that says, you know the game this is. Move coke like Pepsi, don't matter what the brand name is. I stand behind mine. Everything I do, I'm a man behind mine. I'm not an angel, I'm sure. But every night before I lay, I drop my knees to the floor and I pray.
The name shall endure forever. The name shall be continued as long as the sun. Men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. In your name, I pray.
Know what it is. Jay Rule the Realist, South Central Unsigned Hype. Let's get it in. Step your game up Saturdays. Let's go.
Yeah, that's my boy.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot. On the grind.
What's up, Jay Rule the Realist?
Yeah, shout out to that. That's my boy right there. And be on the lookout for his new single, West Side Ish. I can't say the other word. West Side Ish. Off that new thing, real estate. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, definitely make sure you check out Jay Rule the Realist and follow him on Twitter at Jay Rule the Realist, because he definitely is the realist. We appreciate what the king come through. He is definitely doing this thing and coming through Frontline Fridays, coming through the show, and making a lot of connections. Big shout out to him. I like him when people can make good connections. If anybody can make a connection, but when you can make a good solid connection, that's just phenomenal. It's just a phenomenal thing. Speaking of phenomenal, make sure you check out Phenomenal Radio too, www.phenomradio.com. again, that's phenomradio.com, the most versatile hip hop station in the world. BTR Blog Talk Radio. There is over a million radio personalities on Blog Talk Radio, and there is a security notice that has been put out for Blog Talk Radio. The Blog Talk Radio staff will never use Skype to call into your shows for assistance. If you see a caller with a name like BTR staff or any other variations, therefore, please do not answer the caller. Additionally, Blog Talk Radio will never call into your show to ask you for personal information such as emails, phone numbers, addresses, etc. So, should you receive a call like this on your show, please note the name and the Skype caller and report it to BTR immediately. There's been a lot of hacking and a lot of, you know, messy things that's been going on with messy people is going on with BTR. But there's been a lot of crazy things going on. I don't even use Skype to call into my show. I did it a few times, but the quality of it was just horrible. It sounded like I was underwater. and it was not good. But you get some people who call in from Skype or listen from Skype, but asking personal information like that is definitely not cool. But on the positive side of BTR, I wanted to talk to you guys about your host tools. Host tools are so important. And one of the great things about host tools, you can get tips on how to prepare for your show, how to guide for your host, any of your hosts that you have. You can give them this guide, and you guys can work from this guide. Guest booking presentation is so important for you to have your guests booked and get them prepared before they come to the show. You know, so you can be able to have effective interview or effective guests coming through, so it can be able to be showcased properly. Write everything for the search engine. It's so important when you're doing the show titles, the title tags, and the show description. For search engines, there's certain things that you want to do for the SEO term. So when somebody Googles the show or Googles a certain word, you want your show to come up first. You want yourself to come up first. Also, getting a blog or / website to post your player or network on. Posting your player is very effective as far as the listeners and generating new listeners and generating and having a solid place for those who have already listened to you. Existing listeners to go to, you want to encourage everybody that's rocking with you to say, look, can you put your player on my player on your site? Can you put my Blog Talk Radio player on your site? This will give their new listeners or their new visitors the option to listen to the show, especially if they were on a particular show.
Definitely.
Yeah, communicating is so important. Communication is so important. Sending out promotion emails to your friends, your families, or clients the day of or just before the show goes on air. And remember I said the day of or just before the show goes on air, because people are very busy. And a lot of us now have ADHD and not even on it. So you want to start doing it. It's great to promote all week, great to promote all month, but usually when you're promoting, the person is not going to remember that you're going to be on the show unless it's somebody that they love or they're just a real supporter of you the day of the show. And I say get people via text, via email, via Facebook, via Twitter. But you want to do it via text because it goes directly to where they are.
Yeah, I'm a huge advocate of, like, you know, don't contact me on Twitter to do business. Like, hit me on my regular phone, you know, and whatnot. It's personal. It's between me and you. And, you know, you hit me on the Twitter, I may get it. I might not get it, you know. So just do the direct contact thing. Text and email.
Yeah. It's, direct contact is very important. I mean, extremely important.
Plus, what does that say to the person you're contacting if you got to contact them on Twitter every time you talk to them or whatever, you know, or on the Facebook or whatever? What does that say to the person that you're trying to book if you hitting them on Twitter in 140 characters or less? Hey, can you be on my show? Hey, don't forget the show this week, this Saturday, this show. I mean, what does that say to the person? You know, how professional can you be if everything you're doing is a contact through a Twitter or a DM? Stop using DM as like a direct message, you know. Stop using them direct messages as your way of talking to people. Especially when you got they phone numbers and they emails and everything like that. You got their manager email, but you DMing somebody. Hey, I'm dead serious. I keep getting hit on Twitter. You know, I keep getting hit on Twitter. Hey, can I talk to you about something? Or can I call you? Using it, yeah, that's the new thing. Can I call you? You tweeting me, though. Why are you tweeting me? Can I call you? Just call me.
It's okay, people, for us to communicate. It's okay, King. I got it, because Jay Biggs is about to go off. I know you're very aggravated by that type of thing, but it's okay for us to communicate with each other in direct contact. You know, It's, it, you know what it is, Jay Biggs. You know what it is now. It's that social media thing, and he's texting now, and it has put people. We got to step our games up, you guys. Step your game up Saturdays. It's that social media thing where people get to the point where they don't want to talk to you anymore or have a conversation with you or anything like that. Like, don't text me, call me.
I mean, I get it. I know what it is. I'm just like, you know, remember back in, like, 1990, before they had the call ID, and you just, it was just you pick up the phone, you call somebody. And if they home, they home. If not, then, you know, you get nothing, and then you try calling again later on or whatever.
You got the voice, you leave a message.
Yeah, go back to them days where you just picked up the phone and just called them just off the humble. You know, don't, can I call you? Like, what you asking for? I mean, I appreciate your politeness and everything. I love the fact that you are so, you got such great manners. But damn, just call me. Just call me, though. It's not that serious, man. Like, you being gentle to my phone number or something. Like, what? My phone number ain't got no feelings. What you being gentle to it for? You tickling my phone number and everything. Like, what's up with that, man? Just call whoever it is you're trying to reach, especially if it's their manager. I mean, if it's the artist, you know, be a little ginger. But, I mean, if it's the manager, they used to that. Just call the manager straight up. You know, they used to dealing with people. They know what it is.
Oh, you guys, I'm glad that you just said that, David. People, please don't call into the stores and ask them if they're hiring. You know what's going to happen?
Nah.
9 times.
Yeah,
out of
come
10.
In here and fill out.
The person on the other end is going to say no. And you don't know who you're basically talking to. I know you want
right.
to save yourself some time, but they're going to tell you no. That is, the employers and the employees look at that. It's very lazy. They're going to say no, we're not hiring. And if you come into a store, another couple of tips for employment, because of course we need to talk about this. When you're doing your job search, please don't come interview ready, like you were going to get an interview on that spot. And if you did collect other applications from other employees, keep them in an envelope. It's a turnoff for another company to see, okay, I know this person is looking for a job, but they're not specifically really interested in our company. They just want somewhere to work. Number 3, please don't bring your best friend or your boyfriend with you.
They
the
get
store.
The job
over
you, they're
going
to get the job over you. Then you're going to be sleeping. And then y'all ain't
going
to be friends no more.
Well, some people just don't know this. Please don't bring your boyfriend or your whoever with you when you're going job hunting. I mean, just let all of that go. You know, first come interview ready. Have your resume with you. It's very important. Be interview ready. Please don't come in socks or, you know, come in your pajamas or come looking like a hot mess to fill out a job application. Also, you know, don't have that second party straggling behind you. Like they're your probation officer, somebody, or somebody just over your shoulder. We want to be able to see that you are independent. On your own, and that this person, usually when a person always has somebody with them, they're not capable of performing duties by themselves or have that confidence. We are looking for confident workers.
Definitely. And the other downside to that, you know, you have your person with you, and a lot of times what your employer will do, and I mean, I'm speaking from personal experience because I used to do hiring at one of my jobs I used to work on. A lot of times we'll look at the person that you're with, and I'll say, well, if you hang around this type of person and that person is, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Ratchet. You know what I mean? If that person ratchet, you might be ratchet and you might just be putting on like a good front for me, but be ratchet behind closed doors. And I definitely don't want to take the chance on that. And, you know, it's a, especially nowadays in the job market, it's really, really tight. A lot of companies are not trying to take too many chances they don't have to take anymore. So you have to come with your best foot forward and give that good impression. And if you have that person with you and they look a certain way, that's a turn off. They might look at you as a reflection of them, you know what I mean, and what that. So they don't want that, you know what I mean. So that's another thing you want to avoid. the main thing you want to avoid is, you know, asking certain questions like D-Bab already pointed out, the calling and saying, are you hiring? You want to avoid that. You want to avoid asking questions about, like, do you do drug testing and how often do you pay? Like, you want to avoid questions like that when you're just walking through the door, you know, looking for the application, looking for the opportunity for an interview. Those are the questions you want to reserve for when you get the actual interview itself, and then you talk directly to somebody in HR, human resources, or somebody that might actually be hiring you per se. But you want to avoid the real, you know, I would say the red flag questions like that. You know, that's what I call them. You want to avoid red flag questions. How often do you get paid? And, you know, when do you get paid? How soon do you get paid? Stuff like that, you know, about pay. You know, you don't want to see money.
You haven't even got hired yet.
Yeah, you don't want to come in the door seeming like a gold digger. You know, you want to take your time. You know, basically, I say it from personal experience. I look for employees that people that were, like, just real eager to work and people that were like, all right, I can give you this. I can provide you this to the company. I can provide this work to you, X, Y, Z. It wasn't about them. That's what I'm trying to get at. It was more like what they're going to do for me if I hire them. That's what I was looking at, and that's what really made me, you know, lean more towards them over the slacker or the person that came through, like, well, I don't care, you know, I'm filling out another application somewhere else anyway. You know, you want to treat that job like, you know, you're an asset, you're a spoke in the wheel. You know, I can do this for you, I can do that for you. Not necessarily on the line of kissing ass, but just saying, you know, like, you know, I'm ambitious, I'm goal-oriented, things like that employers would like to hear, that they can benefit from you per se, not necessarily what you're going to get from the employer.
Mhm, mhm. You got to know your value too. You definitely got to know your value. And while you guys are behind these computers, be active. I was able to find the best desk workout moves ever, and I'm going to post this on my Facebook page right now. I just thought it was so awesome for you guys to take a look at. But this young lady is on her computer, but she's on a bike. She's on the bike paddler, the exercise bike. But the the exercise bike has the computer to it. And you need to really get up and be active, and not just behind these computers, but get up and be active, period. Many of us has a full work time and then come home to a mess to clean up, you know, dinner to make, and even homework to check. But don't let your busy schedule prevent you from reaching your fitness goals. If you want a killer body, or if you want to have a healthier body, every waking minute can be a part of your workout, you guys. So instead of just slouching over your computer or never getting up, or, you know, try incorporating these desk workout moves manually, affect the maximum impact. So you want to stretch it out. First thing you want to do, for those who, you know, don't really work out or don't know anything too much about working out, the first thing is stretch it out. Stretch. This might be the best time to get all of those necessary daily stretches in. Move your chair away from the desk so that you have enough space for movement. Basic desk stretches include your neck, your shoulders, your arm stretches. You know, hold each stretch for about 30 seconds. And always make sure you stretch both sides equally. You want to stretch out your body parts because you're sitting up under a desk all day. Your legs is in one place. Your back is in one place. The only thing that's moving really is your head and your arms or your fingers. So you want to stretch it out first. And then, you know, you want to, have you ever thought about doing some desk push-ups? And I know y'all like, desk push-ups, what are those?
Yeah,
well,
what
it's a thing. It's a thing, you know, move your chair back. This is what you got to do. You got to move your chair back, stand with your body perpendicular to your desk. With your arms and shoulders width apart, place your hands on the edge of your desk. Now, next, you got to keep your back and legs in a straight line and begin performing a push-up. So You're going to move back from the desk. You're going to put your arms and your shoulders and within width of each other. You're going to step back a couple of steps, and then you're going to go, you're going to push up and down. Push up and down. So that's how you do desk push-ups. And you can definitely get this in. You can do some chair dips. You know, the squats. You can definitely do your squats. You want to push your desk back. Or if you got a roller chair, make sure you lock the rollers, you guys.
Please. Yeah,
definitely. I've seen people do this, but you just put your arms on the side of the chair. You want to bring your legs forward, and then you're going to go down and back up. Down and back up. The same thing that you would see people doing on a workbench. You can actually use your desk and your office chair to do the same thing, because you know that you unfortunately are addicted to social networks. So why not work your body out while you're doing this? Let's talk about some T-tile crunches. Take a few minutes out of your day to do seated crunches. Sit on the edge of your chair with your arms gripping the arm vest and with your legs touching each other. Pull them up to your chest and back to the floor without your feet touching the floor. If you find this a bit tricky, you can hold on to the edge of your desk for more support. So you want to sit in your chair, hold on to the arms, pull your feet up, it will your knees to your chest as much as you can, back down. Don't let them touch the floor. Back up, back down. Don't let them touch the floor. Especially for those who are working 12-hour shifts, this is going to do so much for your core. It's going to do so much for your booty, dude, because you know you want to get rid of it, right?
Definitely.
So, you guys, I have to encourage you to be active. Be active. And check out the link on my Facebook page, www.facebook.com/DivaMaryKay. I'm going to throw it back to you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's important, you know, it's important to not let that desk become a jail and lock you up, you know.
Yeah.
I used to do the 12 hours and whatnot, and, you know, every maybe hours, maybe a couple of hours, you know, I'd get up, go for a walk, you know, or I do, like you said, the seated crunches, you know, because, I mean, behind a desk for so long, you know, you can get carpal tunnel, you can get, you know, your wrist locked up, arthritis and things of that nature. So you gotta exercise. Don't let that become a jail and be locked up behind that desk and don't get your exercise on. Another thing, you know, you can do, because it's getting a little warm out here, you can take those, you know, actually go for a walk, you know, a brisk walk. Not nothing where you gotta be, you know, chilling yourself. And some people be out, I'm, you know, seeing people sweating and they had their little biker shorts on or them, whatever. Some nice looking young ladies out here walking around. But, you know, get out here and walk, you know what I'm saying? And for nothing else, not really to lose weight or to sweat, but just to keep your legs in shape, you know what I mean, and whatnot, you know, so that you don't, the last thing you want to do is like to have a, catch a cramp. Because you were sitting at your desk too long, you get up and walk away and go home or something, and you catch a cramp, and you can't go nowhere. You're on the ground. That's the last thing you want to have happen. So get up and go for a walk, you know what I mean? Or if you're not a walker, I would suggest, you know, something that I used to do is called toe raises, which is pretty simple. You put your, you know, what would you call it, your palm of your hand. You basically hold on to the wall, and then you, like, stand on your tiptoe, rise up to your tiptoe and come back down, and you do that, you do about 30 of those. What that does is work on your Achilles tendon, your calf, and that whole area behind your leg. Basically, exercise that, get some blood circulating through that, and that'll prevent you from having those cramps, from sitting down too long, not putting no weight on your feet. I would suggest the best thing you can do is join your local gym or your YMCA. YMCAs generally are a little bit cheaper than gyms, although now gyms are holding a lot of gyms. They're holding specials. I joined the gym, I would say, about a year or two ago, and it's about $20 a month. Not too bad. You know, I wouldn't suggest anybody come out here and join World Gym or anything like that.
Oh, man, don't join no gym. Go outside. It's free to go outside because let me tell y'all something. Them gyms lock you in. They say $20 a month, but you have to, if you decide to cancel, your membership,
before
that year is up, you are locked into that gym. Let me tell you something. You are married to that damn gym, and if you decide to leave that gym, they're going to give you a $100 divorce fee. So this is what you do. Get up, go outside, especially if you know you can't afford it. Go outside and walk around. God gave us this land to roam freely. Back in the day when Adam and Eve was roaming around here, they didn't have no type of treadmill or none of that stuff. God told them to till the land. Go till the damn land. I'm sorry, Jay Biggs. I didn't mean to just hate on your channel or none of that, but it's a hidden fee within that. If you want to necessarily be paying them for the next year, you can't. That's why they got all that paperwork at that gym.
I don't care what you do. I'm just tired of seeing them Gucci stomachs. Go outside. Go do something. Go to the gym. Climb a tree. Something. I'm tired
of seeing stroller. New mommy. Get your stroller. Go to the park. That H2O has a lot. I mean, that the oxygen in the air helps so much with our bodies. Get your stroller and get your stroll on, boo. Get your stroll on. Don't forget that your booty. Don't even worry about that your booty look like a pound cake or a loaf. You ain't trying to be out there impressing nobody no way. You trying to get this oxygen in you, start getting your blood flowing again, start getting your muscles moving because you had a baby in you for 9 months. You're not just going to get right back in 2 weeks. Ladies, get it together. It takes time. It takes 9 months to have a baby.
Especially if you have the kid, you know, and the kid is, you know, 6 months, a year, you know, 18, 24 months, something like that. If you would take your kid out in the heat and it's not too much for them, you know, I'm not saying take no infant, you know, walking and
in a 98-degree weather.
You know, it's not that serious. But you got a one-year-old or a two-year-old, something that could walk with you, you know what I mean? Use a two-year-old or use your child that's walking as like a pacer, you know, to help you. You know, so, like, you know, if your kid ain't walking half as many steps as you are, so if they in front of you, you know, that's a problem. You know, you need to speed it up a little bit, you know what I mean? But, yeah, if you got a kid, you know, take your kid out there and do that. Both of y'all get outside together. They see mommy doing it or daddy doing it, you know, for the men out there that got them. See daddy doing it, mommy doing it. They burn off. It helps in multiple ways. They burning out that energy. So at 9 o'clock at night, you like, why you just won't go to sleep? Nah, they tired. They ain't trying to be up with you. They ain't messing with you. They gone to sleep. Right after that bath water hit them, they gone to sleep. You know what I mean? They burning the calories. All that. So everybody wins. It's a win, win, win all the way around. Take the dog with you.
The dog needs exercise too. Yeah, you guys, we want to thank everybody for tuning in to Steppy Game Up. Saturday is the day. We encourage you to, of course, go out and donate to your local Red Cross, your Salvation Army. Do more information and research on the Oklahoma tornado, the disaster that definitely happened, and those things that's going on in your neighborhood and in your area around the world and overseas. Also, we want to definitely encourage you guys to get out, exercise, and BTR. Radio personalities, make sure you are using the BTR University. Make sure you're using your host tools. This is going to help you to be able to up your show, to be able to have more of an effective station and have more effective things to do with your career. I know there's a lot of personalities on there that just look at this as a hobby. Some people are on here for real. So it's your girl, Diva Ebony B. I'm going to let Space AJ go ahead and give some shout-outs before we get out of here.
Yeah, definitely. I just want to shout out for first of all, you know, God first, because everything is possible through God. You know, God has been real good to me and real, you know, and I've been just getting blessed after blessed after blessed. God has been good to the people around me, and I'm able to bless those people, and they are able to bless me as well with infinite knowledge and wisdom. So I just want to, everything goes back to God. You know, I want to give one last tip for the people out here, because I'm out here enjoying this summertime weather out here in the DMV. So if you out in the sun for any extended period of time, two things. You have water. A 30 preferred, you know, is probably the best to get, you know, but put on some type of sunblock, you know, so that you don't end up getting too much, not necessarily saying you're tan, but, you know, too much sunlight is, I mean, you need sunlight, vitamins is in sunlight, some sunlight, but you don't want to have too much and hyperventilate or, you know, lose too much or perspire too much. Too much of your bodily fluid. So keep you some water, keep you some and get out there in the sun, keep you some sunblock. I want to thank Diva FD, you know, for being the queen and being the model citizen and whatnot. I want everybody to lock down on their calendar that, you know, we are expanding, we're trying to expand. We're going to bring in two more shows. A spiritual show, because I feel like everybody needs some spirituality, so we can bring a spiritual show. And we also are doing the Mommy Mob Show. I can't wait for that one because I love mommies. There's something about mommies that just get my blood all worked up, you know, and whatnot. When they're not, like, destroying men and tearing men down and throwing us under the bus. I love mommies. Shout out to my queen for taking my two babies so I can enjoy the sunlight and my two babies. And shout out to DJ Genius. You know what I mean? The Genius Music CEO, you know, for him, he just had his baby. It's a lot of babies just got brought into this world, you know, and I can't help but think, like, you know, the people that are having babies, and then you have, like, this natural disasters that occur, you know, so, I mean, I really encourage anybody, you know, get out there and do what you can to help, you know, the people that are in Oklahoma, the people in St. Louis and the whole Midwest. Man, that's it. Life is good.
You already know life is good. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, Space AJ, up in this thing. Make sure you stay tuned in on Monday for Mommy Mom Mondays, 8 p.m. on the West, 8, 9, 10, 11 on the East. Mommy Mom Mondays, we definitely coming in. We got a special guest that's coming too, Adia Winfrey. Dr. Dia is coming, so we're definitely going to be turned up. And be sure to stay tuned for Spiritual Obedience is coming as well. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Follow us on Twitter at Diva Ebony B, at Diva Spot Radio, at Diva Spot ENT, at Space AJ. And big shout out to the whole fam and the whole team for bringing it all together and making it happen. You guys, make sure you keep God first, family second, and career third. We out of here.